This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for another episode of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my partner, not in crime, but in health, Dr. Jack Stockwell. We've got two people on the Good Day Health program that are my partners and therefore your partners in your health and well-being. So we'll travel through lots of villages and streams and over the hill and through the woods to Grandma's house during our visit with Dr. Jack, who's a Nurka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City. His clinic is there. He and his wife run the clinic with lots of great professionals. They're happy to help you out as they may locally. This program is heard in Salt Lake City, but it's also because the world that we have now of communication allows everybody to access Jack at his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. So you want to check out that, the combination of his being a NUCA board-certified chiropractor and a certified GAPS practitioner lend a very interesting overview to the realities of medicine today. And the situation that we're in, Jack, we keep going around. I'm taking the approach now and wondering what medical experts have to say about going back to or trying to get to some level of normalcy. Maybe if you're thoughtful, you'll want to wear a mask or do social distancing, but it's time for us to get back to work. Even, and people, I think, are not hearing what I'm saying, but I think, you know, it's, everybody's got their own interpretation of things, at the expense of some people's lives, because some people are just not healthy. Some people do not take care of themselves, and so as a result of that, they're vulnerable. Are we going to protect these people who have, as cruel as it sounds, abused themselves, eaten poorly, smoked, done things that abuse their body? Are we going to give in to them and their needs at the expense of society, at the expense of the economy, at the expense of the well-being of the masses? Because, again, the people who are dying, you've said it, Ken has said it, are older, vulnerable, have diseases. I mean, is this the, what is the ultimate solution, is getting rid of people who are not healthy? And this does it. I can't come up with a better way or another way of seeing my way through this, because there are some people who are saying this stuff could last for a year, 2 years, 3 years, if we don't have some kind of vaccine or we're not doing things that make ourselves healthy. Maybe we'll learn from this. What conversations are you having with people in your clinic as they come in and realize through your tutelage what we're facing here?
I encourage my patients to get more education on the subject. Mm-hmm. I tell them to turn off the television when it comes to what the major news outlets are trying to report about this, because they only tell you about 10% of the story. You're not getting the whole story, just the fear factor. And fear compels people to do what the media advertising wants them to do. And anytime you have a population that is living under fear from because of ignorance, or fear because of misinformation, disinformation, outright fraud, distortion of facts, whatever else, and all they know is what some authority figure is telling them, whether it's this thing or something political or something economic, whatever, you have to get some more education. You have to become more knowledgeable on the subject. And there's plenty of sources to get more knowledge about this. And so when the CDC comes out and says, well, you know, we thought 2.2 million people, well, the NIH said 2.2 million people back in January would die. Now the number is continually getting less. The latest CDC numbers are showing it less and less. You have to ask yourself, why does the continual status quo, why is it continuing as it is, rather than bringing in the latest information that maybe we kind of overdid things, which is the whole reason for our our latest podcast, number 196, do the opposite of what you're told. And then I go through a whole series of things relative to this to show the fear here and fear there and lack of evidence, lack of facts, basing our entire nutritional, medical, overall profile in this country on the opinions of a very few number of people.
Right, and we're like sheep. We defer to the NIH. You hear that all the time. I hear the Board of Health here. Well, I'll defer to the State Department of Health. State Department of Health says, defer to the National Institute of Health or the CDC. And there are plenty of mistakes. I'll defer to the FDA. Hello, how many people have died taking drugs that have been approved by the FDA? There's no perfection here. So at some point, you got to cut your losses and figure out what's more important. The health and well-being of the majority of people, or are we going to still try to protect the weakest among us? And I know that sounds to some people horrible.
No.
Because we are here to help and serve and protect people. But many of the people who are dying have made choices. Again, you know, kind of, I'd like to think of me as a sensitive guy, but, you know, you're a smoker, you're a drinker, you do drugs, you eat more food than your body needs, and it's the wrong food. So what the hell? You're killing yourself anyway.
Well, that's you know, every now and then there's something that passes through the civilization, the community, a country, a local town, whatever else. And because the host, the human tissue itself, because of the conditions and the environmental factors you just described, set you up for this kind of a thing to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it disappears. You know, yeah. SARS was here, SARS disappeared. MERS was here, MERS disappeared. Scarlet fever.
During the 70s, when the swine flu existed, there was a vaccine that people took and it made them sicker. Then something in it that paralyzed people. Not everybody, but...
Well, no, something very common to flu vaccines is the Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is muscular paralysis.
Yeah.
And then which brings up, you know, how many of these people who have been listed as a COVID death really totally 100% was, and of those that were, how many of them had a flu vaccine or a whole bunch of vaccines or something else? Because, you know, this isn't an isolated thing. This was all over the whole planet. What is consistent with all of these different people, besides just some comorbidity problem, that they were overweight or had high blood pressure or cardiovascular disease or something else going on? What other similarities exist? We don't know. All they tell you on morning and evening and afternoon television, this is how many cases, this is how many hospitalizations, this is how many people died. Yeah. You know, just the stuff to keep you scared to death. And the longer you look at these numbers, the more statistically insignificant this becomes.
You weigh it as to what we're doing. So the podcast we're talking about, episode 196 at ForbiddenDoctor.com, the suggestion from Jack and Mary is do the opposite of what you were told. Some more of that if we... I think we've got lots of different areas, as we always do, to traverse, so we'll keep moving here. I want to move into a focus on your quotient of vitamin D. If you know about vitamin D, if your doctor has examined your blood and knows, looking at the chart, that you're deficient, as most Americans are, in this very important vitamin. Jack, I'll tell you, vitamin D is essential for your health and well-being. So Purity Products now has advanced vitamin D formula. Advanced vitamin D is doctor-formulated, clinically validated. There are 5,000 units of vitamin D3 in every capsule, plus other immune-supporting cofactors. Again, we talk about your immune system. Magnesium important for that. Zinc is. Boron is. Purity's best-selling Advanced D today costs you $19.95 for a 30-day, one-month starter bottle. And when you call 800-484-5947 now, you'll also get free shipping by using the DJV code and a free bottle of their Ultra Pure Fish Oil, a month's supply of that at 800-484-5947. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D from Purity Products. Use the DJV code, get free shipping plus free fish oil, 800-484-5947.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Did we miss you, Mama?
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Back to Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health. The bottom line is that there are many ways that you can tune your body up, if you will. A little exercise is good. The supplement of the week, we have, I believe in supplementation. I think standard process products are the best because they're all food based. And Jack wants to focus in on a food based antihistamine known as Antranex.
Yes.
So this is good for your liver, I guess, too. What is to tell us, give us the background?
Well, it's a very gentle liver detox, but it also is a very powerful food-based antihistamine. In fact, it's the only one I know of. The Japanese discovered this particular ingredient over 100 years ago, and they started promoting it among their own people, and it kind of spread outside of Japan. And there's an ingredient in this product called Antranex. I use it every spring the tree spores, the tree molds, the tree pollens, everything have started, and it will hit me, and I will take a couple of these Antranex, and in a matter of minutes, it's over with. The problem with over-the-counter antihistamines has a lot of other side effects. The thirst, the issues with the reactions to the heart, other things like this that are very rather dangerous. You know me well enough, and you as well. We always turn to food-based supplementation whenever there is something that seems to be lacking or something that needs attention. So runny nose, watery eyes, sneezing. During this time of the year, it's one of the best-selling products in the office. And
migraine headaches, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. It also has a powerful effect on migraines. And it's food-based. No side effects whatsoever, and it doesn't interfere with any other medication.
All right, so that's the deal of the day, the Antranex that you can get from Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Use Doug Steffen's name. You get 15% off.
Yes, find sure, 15% is a lot of money.
15% and 15%. Yeah. But this is something new to me. See, I think I know most of these products because I've been around you for so long. But the fact that now I need this myself, taking Cal Ammo as I do and Zypan from Standard Process, this is something that goes along. It's a compliment. And that's what you want to make sure you're doing. When you talk to Jack, you want to have him know all of the things. When you fill out the symptom survey that's free at ForbiddenDoctor.com, tell him about all the various things that you're taking, whether they're medical, supplements, whatever they are, so they know how to sort of balance the things and get your body balanced. That's why you fill out the symptom survey in the first place. So take care of that. That's healthcare at a distance at its best. Check it all out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. As we continue on now, I want to talk about resting heart rates and your heart monitor machine that you have at your clinic. As we next continue here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell, I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, lovingly referred to as Dr. Jack. Mary and Jack run the clinic that has been so successful in Salt Lake City. The idea of having help at your fingertips. Now we have you and Ken last week were talking about telemedicine on this program and how people can come. You've been doing that for a while with a symptom survey. I don't know if you go to the screen, but now you do. How much, if people have questions when they are filling out the symptom survey and you get back to them, would it make a difference to see them on a screen? Sometimes you can tell a lot by, I think that's what's dangerous about not seeing the doctor is they can't really see. If they just hear you and you talk about what it is that you have, I don't think that's a service. I think that's dangerous, frankly. I think, again, I don't like telemedicine. If nothing else, okay. But I want to see the doctor. I want him to see me, her to see me. And, kind of figure it out that way.
Well, we've had for several years texting where I can text you direct back and forth in real time. Mm-hmm. And the particular program we use is called OMD. And people who come in through the VIP membership program can have constant, up-to-date information and can text Mary and I directly. Now, we're about to introduce the video portion that comes with this same process so that when we do, after the symptom survey has been submitted and we analyze it, we suggest you might want to do this, this, and this, and this to underscore these particular problems. For 30 minutes, you can have a free phone call for 30 minutes with our head nutritionist, Carrie, or myself or Mary, if you prefer. But we want to bring video into it, which will be happening very shortly.
Yep. All right. So, resting heart rate. There's a study that suggests that there might be a risk factor under the radar for a lot of adults who are eating meat and have a lot of salt in their diet, that sort of thing. I know you eat meat and maybe you're not going to agree with this, but first of all, what do you know? What can you tell us about our resting heart rate? What's yours, for example? You know what
it's about 73.
Is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mine. You have that heart test machine there.
Yes, we have the heart sound recorder. It indicates heart function in real time, which is different than an EKG.
Measure your heart rate?
Oh, yeah. It measures the heart rate. It measures the strength of the heart muscle contraction. It measures the function of the valves, if there's a problem before the valve opens, if there's a problem after the valve closes. All these things are picked up by this device. That is a refinement of something that was invented about the same time as the EKG. But remember, the big difference is the EKG only sees something if there's been a problem.
Yeah.
It could say that your heart is just fine today and tomorrow have a major heart attack because it can't see what's coming. That's why I like the heart sound recorder, because it does have a good indication of impending problems when it can couple a few weakness indications in the reading that can, predict, I think, is a safe word. Mm-hmm. Here's something you need to do because here is a weakening aspect of the heart that will not show on an EKG. So this is running full time in the office.
I think I were to look at the results and we looked at the heart rate. Mine has normally been somewhere between 64 and 72 on average. Some people are as low as 50. I don't know is that bad for your body?
Well, no, the stronger your heart, the general overall condition of the body, the better it is, the less your heart has to work.
Yeah.
Well, so the heart rate's going to drop unless there's some chemical stimulus that makes it beat faster than it otherwise should.
Yep. All right. Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug here, continuing in the next half hour of Good Day Health.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America inching towards getting its economy running again, according to President Trump, who spoke at a Honeywell manufacturing facility in Arizona yesterday. He said the nation has reached the next stage of the battle against COVID-19, and he said it's part of a safe and gradual reopening plan. President Trump also saying the pandemic and the need for things like masks and other medical equipment highlights the importance of bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States.
In recent decades, Washington politicians allowed our independence to be offshored, outsourced, and ceded to foreign countries, but we're taking it back.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says the vast majority of evidence indicates the virus was natural and not man-made and was not intentionally released, as some have suggested. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Tyson Meat Company says it will reopen its largest U.S. pork plant tomorrow. Tyson had closed it because of the pandemic and so many workers having the virus, but now it plans to resume limited production at that facility in Waterloo, Iowa. Employees returning to work have all been tested for the virus, and company officials say, of course, those who tested positive will be staying on sick leave. The New York Times is reporting that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is interested in being Joe Biden's running mate in November. Whitmer has publicly denied interest in the vice presidential nomination, telling Glamour magazine recently that she worked 2 years to get to where she is and loves Michigan and has daughters in high school and is not looking to go anywhere. But again, there is that New York Times article. Today is National Nurses Day, and it kicks off National Nurses Week, the annual celebration of nurses, especially appropriate this year, as nurses across the nation are, of course, working at great personal risk to treat patients during the coronavirus pandemic. In more normal times, when people aren't under stay-at-home orders, there would be some big events to thank nurses today, but that's not going to happen this year. National Nurses Week ends on May 12th. The birthday of Florence Nightingale, who's considered the founder of professional nursing. Find us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here, another half hour of info for you to consider about your own health and well-being. Dr. Jack practices in Salt Lake City. He's a board-certified Nooka chiropractor and a GAPS practitioner, along with his wife, Mary, ForbiddenDoctor.com, their website, all kinds of podcasts there to help you through a lot of the ups and downs and sideways of what people tell you. This guy says this is good for you, another guy says it's not. So confusing. For example, I talk a lot, and I combo info because I do three or four of these specialty shows a week. One of them, beside Good Day Health, is the American Family Farmer Show. And one of the things that's happening right now is that there is a comeback for milk delivery, and raw milk is becoming more popular again. It's been up and down and sideways, but home delivery of milk is booming because people want to get the stuff fresher. They don't want to go to the store. They find in the store that there are shortages of meat and poultry and all kinds of things. So the farmers that are specializing in eggs. Remember when you were a kid, what was the name of that store that specialized in butter and eggs? It began with a B. That was the name of the store. But they, you know, imagine a store that specialized in just dairy, eggs, you know, milk and cheese, that kind of stuff. From that There was home delivery when we were all kids, and that stopped because, you know, everybody wanted to make it faster and easier. Well, faster and easier isn't better, most of the time, in terms of food anyway. So faster and better has gotten us to the point where we have all these people that are becoming susceptible to things like the coronavirus. So maybe you think about that. What do you do in terms of your own eating practices, in terms of what you order? You know, everybody's ordering from restaurants and having them delivered, or they order from the supermarket and have it delivered. Everybody's talking about deliver, 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 convenience, convenience, convenience. Is that good, bad? How do you view it, and what do you do yourself, you and your wife?
Well, we have a few standards that we are very particular about. When it comes to meat, things like that, we only eat grass-pastured, grass-finished beef. We only eat the deep ocean fish, not from farms, you know, that are fed turkey droppings.
Right.
And so we try to make sure that the dense protein that we eat is as clean and properly prepared as possible. And there's a lot of farmers out. I don't know that it's any different anywhere else, but there's a lot of farmers in the Intermountain West that raise grass-pastured, grass-finished, in the sense that these animals are not fed grain. Cows were never intended to eat grain. But the commercial farms...
Cows, yeah, that eat grain, I found out as a dairyman that when you feed the cows grain, it affects their feet. It ruins their feet.
Yeah.
They get laminitis. And if you don't feed them that, they don't produce as much. But the cows that are on grain, if they're lucky, they last in these factory farms 2 to 3 lactations. That means the cow will live to maybe be 5 or 6 years old when they kill
terrible.
It. And you see their feet, and it's disgusting. But you see, that's part of the price we're paying, and that's what we're realizing. People are waking up to like, oh my God, look at this crap that we're eating.
And it gets into your body.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we are animals. We are made of dense animal protein. And so when our bodies are fed correctly, it's going to be healthy. When the dense animal protein that we choose to eat is not raised healthily, which I would say probably 90% of the case that would be, that same kind of, keep it general, that kind of less than optimal protein getting into the body is going to have cumulative effects because it's bringing antibiotics, it's bringing pesticides and herbicides,
yeah.
All this stuff that ends up in these poor commercial animal foods are going to end up inside of us. So meat gets a bad rap because of that. But when it's clean, it has a totally different effect upon the body, just as an animal eating clean foods will have a different
effect
upon its body.
What goes in comes out. It's easy. What you put in your body is going to be how well or not you live. And the same is true with the animals that you may be consuming,
yes.
The fish you may consume, the peas you may eat, the eggs that you are cooking, whatever it is. It's what there's so much of a difference now. It's really amazing how the food systems that have been created over the past, since World War II.
The more we can get our patients to understand that, who come in with severe digestive problems or intestinal problems or something else, the more we can get them on the food that Mother Nature made and away from the food that the commercial manufacturers made, the healthier they're going to be, because there is nothing whatsoever a food manufacturing plant can do to food that will make it more healthy and better than what Mother Nature did in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So the closer we can get back to that, eating organic, eating clean water, and the body itself will clean itself out. It'll take care of itself. It'll heal itself, which is really what the forbidden doctor is. I'm not the forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is that doctor inside of us that most of us are forbidden to even hear about, because it built our body. It has all the power to clean the body if it's given the proper tools.
Tools for which I think about. That's why Antranex, the supplement of the day from Standard Process, is something you should consider. As Jack explained, it's for your liver. You've got to be thinking more about your organs, your liver, your kidneys, your spleen, all of the things.
Yeah, the cleaning parts.
Your heart. You got to clean. Yeah, right. It cleans your body. Yeah. What do you think? When you poop and you pee, that stuff has all been filtered by the various things, and it's what's so amazing about our bodies, how they work.
It's a lot of people, a miracle. Yeah, a lot of people don't. You know, we think about making sure our urinary and bowel conditions are clean, and we're taking, you know, we're peeing and pooping, as you said, properly. But a lot of people don't realize that every individual cell in your body pees and poops.
Yep.
And it gets into the local fluid. That's right. It gets into the local lymph or into the blood, and not much in the blood, but mostly in the lymph. And the lymph gets to the liver. It gets to the kidneys.
Your lymph nodes under your
that
arms
helps,
and
or along the sides of your neck.
Along your neck and down your groin.
Keep that stuff moving. That's why walking. That's why walking is such good exercise, because it keeps the lymph going.
Moving. People say to me, "How do you stay as healthy?" I tell them, "I just keep moving." Keep moving.
Yeah. So what are you going to do when the show's over? Lay down and watch TV the rest of the day? No, you're out on the farm.
Out
on the tractor. You're out doing everything. And that's what keeps us healthy, is not only a good proper intake, but a good healthy removal of these byproducts from the body.
Did you know that depression will become the leading cause of lost productivity among all economically advanced countries by the year 2030? That equates to about 12 billion working days that will be lost because of mental health conditions every year. Here's the story behind the story.
May is Disability Insurance Awareness Month, and it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. So Prudential is educating workers about invisible disabilities that can qualify for claims. Alice Cotty, Vice President and Head of Customer Solutions, Prudential Group Insurance, has more.
COVID-19 has increased anxiety levels around the world due to employment and financial security concerns, loneliness, and isolation, as well as the stress of balancing work, homeschooling children, and caring for loved ones who are sick. But disability insurance protects your income if you need time off of work for mental health treatment.
One in five adults experience some form of mental health condition each year, but less than half seek treatment. The numbers will likely rise due to recent events.
It's important to prioritize your well-being and mental health, especially during times of stress and uncertainty. Talk to your employer to see how you can leverage your disability insurance plans and other workplace benefits to take care of yourself and your family.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industry. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owe.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Dr. Jack Stockwell back on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. So when people come into your clinic and you notice that they are, I don't know if that word is disheveled, or you see that their hair isn't quite as healthy as it ought to be, or their skin isn't quite as healthy as it ought to be, or their nails, that sort of thing, self-care is important, and recognizing No, I think you told me, Mary told me, when she looks at my fingernails, there's a certain something that is that ridges in your fingernail tell you for the appropriate person who understands the medicine of the body, the way the body works, like you and Mary do, that mm-hmm. means something. So what do you, but when somebody, if you see it and nobody asks you, do you still say something? And if you do, what do you tell them? How do we take care of our hair and our skin and our nails?
That's a good question, because some people want to know everything. And there's other people that just want to come in, they want to get out of pain, they want to rest for a few minutes and leave. And so, you know, I try to be as brief with a patient as I can, unless they're asking me questions on in particular, because unasked for advice is usually taken as criticism. Now, when is it not?
Funny how sensitive people are, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
What's the matter with my nails? Oh, my hair? You don't like my hair?
Yeah. Well, a lady asked me here not too long ago, do you think I should lose weight? And she has me 50 pounds overweight. Yeah. And I kind of grinned, and I always turn it back on them and say, well, what do you think? What do you feel? Well, I think I should. You know what? I think you should, too. But I didn't tell her not to because she already knows
that. I'd be more direct than that. Of course, you look terrible. Lose the weight.
You know, that's right. And when someone comes in and I smell tobacco smoke on them, do I tell them stop smoking? No. They already know that they should stop smoking. Now,
do you bring it up
thing.
In some way, though? Do
well,
you get around to it?
Well, here's the crazy thing about it, is because this is part of the directives of the Forbidden Doctor. You can smoke and be healthy. You can be overweight and be healthy. You can have high blood pressure and be healthy if you take care of all the other things that go with it. But if you are living the standard diet that most Americans have and you smoke, you're going to get sick and die sooner than you want to. If you have the standard diet all that everybody else has and you have a high blood pressure and you're overweight, you're probably going to end up with diabetes and die sooner than you want to. But if you cover your nutritional bases, that's why some people can live into their 80s and 90s and still be smoking cigarettes, because they have a strong immune system. Now, they might look like hell and they might smell like hell. But they're going to continue to live as long as that immune system is strong. And so that's why we say you need to be out hugging and kissing and being close to each other. We need to be interacting with the world and its environment and everything around us. We need that exposure to germs and viruses to build our immune system. And according to the government, you know, how many people have test positive for COVID-19, positive, loosely based on some antibody test, and never even knew about it? They were never the wiser, because that immune system kept everything under control. So that's the first thing, with that in the gut, that we go after.
There are a lot of people who are beginning to wonder out loud about the scientific basis, if you will, distancing efforts, that sort of thing. Is there really, okay, so the stuff can go out 29 feet. Are you likely, if you're, these are the questions that people are starting to ask because they don't see a benefit anymore.
Yeah, I have
started this
for
hour.
You. Yeah, I have something for you on that from Emergency in Infective Diseases, April 28th, 2020, the latest publication. I'm sure that, anyway, it's peer-reviewed research. It's called Evaluating the Effectiveness of Social Distancing Interventions to Delay or Flatten the Epidemic Curve of Coronavirus Disease. And as you read through the abstract, it's based on mathematical models. It's not based on any science whatsoever that social distancing has any effect. I have searched this up to this morning, both PubMed and Medline. There is no double-blind study to substantiate social distancing whatsoever.
Jack's got the word. Check out his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. When you're looking for good supplements that will help to add to your life and make you better, Lifelong Energy Enzyme, something I take every morning and every night. Also, every day I take the Ageless Thyroid. These are exclusive blends that are at the ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's where you can order them. Dr. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time, Dr. Jack Stockwell. I feel like I'm Johnny. No, let's see. Who can I be? The guy who does The Price is Right. Come on down.
There you go.
Yeah, Jack Stockwell is here, doctor of chiropractic. He has a clinic in Salt Lake City where we are heard. There are a lot of people in. It's a very interesting state, Utah. Isn't it? You've been here all your life and have had interesting relationships with. Lots of different, I don't make it sound like you have a lot of women in your life, but you got 14 kids that you share with.
Hey, you're exaggerating. It's only 13.
Oh, 13, excuse me. Right. But it is under the circumstances that we could build a radio station just to survive on the listenership in your family. How about that for an idea?
Yes, indeed. You know, I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area, but I came out west to go to school. And to get out on my own and found out what a dry climate was like. Mm-hmm. And boy, I'll tell you, Doug, that's all it took.
So you
mentioned something unique about Utah. You know, Utah is the only state in the union that has six distinct geographical zones, from arid desert to rainforest.
Mm-hmm. And how have you been coping with the virus? How is Utah's state and Salt Lake City where you are? It seems to me the numbers are a lot lower there, if I'm remembering my stats. So why is that?
Well, we're a little bit more spread out for one thing. We're not having people living on top of people like Manhattan and other super population dense areas. And we're a very outdoorsy type of culture out here. And so, you know, it's not just like an occasional trip to the park or something. There's hills, there's climbing, there's mountain biking, hiking up to thousands and thousands of feet, well-defined paths, forestry area up in the Uintas that is just still as primitive as it was when Father Dominguez first showed up out here in the 1600s. And so it's a very primitive type of area outside of the population centers that draws people into those primitive areas. So tons of sunshine, lots of clean air, dry climate that doesn't promote the growth of molds and things like this. I think all of that contributes. And then a lot of local food sources, a lot of farmers' markets all over the place. Mm-hmm. I think all that contributes to healthier immune systems, which when it comes down to it, that's the thing that makes the difference between people in a family that are sick and people in a family that don't.
I agree with you. My sense is that you're exactly right. If we all would live and eat better and have a different, this whole business about being way overweight, that kind of stuff.
They just showed two people this morning that recently passed, and they claim that it's COVID-19. And both of them, they had to be at least 100 pounds overweight, if not more.
Yeah, of course, you're asking for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the thing that also is on people's minds is a vaccine. Some way, everybody wants a pill or a shot or something that will take care of this so we can go back to normal, which, maybe that's a great thought to hold. I want us to go back to normal, whatever that is, whatever the new normal is going to be. But then you go back 30, 40 years, to the 1970s when Gerald Ford was president. You just reminded me of this. I'd forgotten about this. The vaccine for the swine flu. If you look back, every decade there's been one of these things. Not as bad as the corona situation, but they all could have been. And so what happened when there was a vaccine for swine flu? It didn't really work, right? Did more people get
sick?
Well,
no. And it was, President Ford got his vaccination on air, live on TV. And then he wanted 1 million Americans inoculated every single day, just an unprecedented move. And so by, I think, mid-October of 76, it was well underway. And all of a sudden, reports of sporadic deaths, cases of Guillain-Barré started, the paralysis that comes from these kinds of shots started showing up everywhere. So by December, they completely shut the program down because it wasn't safe. Whether it was effective or not, you don't know. But they tried it with SARS, too, a number of years ago, and it didn't work. They never could come up with a SARS thing. My whole point is just think long and hard. Just think long and hard before you decide to do something like this.
Well, but in the interest of what you just said, the people who are 100 pounds overweight, if you don't get yourself down to where you need to be, what prime recommended body weight is, you're just a sitting duck for this.
Yes, exactly.
And that's why the message from the folks at Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's all natural that I have touted here for the last couple of years. Go to toploss.com, their website, see the success stories, get the deal using the code DJV, free shipping, buy three, get three free, lose the weight naturally, get yourself to the right weight, and stay healthy. That's the message from Calitrin at toploss.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.